Mr. Majdi, social activist from Nablus, we would like to interview for the International Middle East Media Center.
Yes.
Can you please tell us about the current siege imposed on Nablus?
You know, first of all, in general, you know, Nablus is since 5 years under continuous closure, you know. And after the parliament election, Nablus is start to be under daily and continuous incursions with a lot of jeeps and bulldozers and hundreds of soldiers. And this consists of continuous operations, military operations. The new strategy start to be that the soldiers or the jeeps enter at the same time from different entry and different neighborhoods at the same time. And they start to occupy the high buildings to control mostly the old of city. And before it was, the operation begin midnight and early morning finished. Now things are start change, turn back like it was in the past 2-3 years. The military operations continue from midnight until
morning.
Even the next day until afternoon, until evening. Just now in a few minutes, around 30 jeeps are entering to the old city and to the central city, and some clashes is happening now. In 1 month we have more than 90 persons have been injured, around 10 to 15 persons seriously. Some have been killed, you know, in the past few days. And this is the conditions now, you know.
Okay. What do you know about the arrests of women today?
About
the arrests? The army did some arrests against women who are wives of resistance fighters.
Yes, we just have a contact with one of the ISM coordinators. About another 20 jeeps are now in the way to Balata refugee camps, and from Balata maybe they will continue to the center of the cities. The conditions are pretty hottest. About the women, you know, we have until now no complete idea, information about arresting backgrounds. There is five girls, they are young, between 16 to 20 years old. Two of them arrested from Salem village close of Nablus, one from Junaid area and two from Old City.
Are they related to fighters, to resistance fighters?
We have no there is a suspicion about this, I mean, but we don't have until now complete idea. Of course, two have been arrested from the village, have connection with one of I think the Jihadi Islami.
Mm-hmm.
And the other three from Nablus city, Junaid and Old City, didn't announce about until now. They was have a trial last week, then it's proposed to other time, and we are waiting to hear about the official charge about them.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the Tel Aviv bombing,
yes.
What do you think that the effects of this bombing on the Palestinian areas and on Nablus?
Excuse me, I didn't hear the question well. I have some noise.
Concerning the Tel Aviv attack,
yes.
What do you think that the effects are of this attack on the Palestinian territories and the Israeli plans?
You know, this what's happening is kind of reaction about the continuous attacks against the Palestinian territories. First of all, me personal and the majority don't agree and support suicide bombing, you know, actions. But all of us know it's kind of a normal reaction about the continuous closure, invasions, more than 460 checkpoints, divided the towns and the cities and villages of West Bank, and now with the new plan to separate the north and south of West Bank, divided completely. This kind of continuous you know, engagements and policy for sure make you know, the people to be more nervous, to increase the violence, to you know, increase the vandalism, things like this, you know.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has said that the Israeli occupation is at the root of the violence.
Yes.
What do you think of this statement?
You know. First of all, you know what's happening about the election. It's, you know, considered as a democratic election, and this is the result we had. It was a Palestinian chosen and this decision. And we think about this, you know, targeting the government as a government. Of course, it will not help the future of this process.
Do you think that the Israeli procedures, closure, invasions, arrests,
yes,
and the continuation of the construction of the annexation wall, does it lead to more violent clashes between the...
Yes, for sure. According to the experience of the last 5 years, you know, the continuous of the, you know, the military operations is never stopped, you know, or less, you know, the, let me say, the Palestinian military operation or violence. All know that, you know, the continuous pressure, it will explode the conditions. And, you know, we was the last year, you know, satisfied little bit when, you know, ceasefire happened from the Palestinian side without Israelis committed or recognized this agreement which happened in Cairo, you know. So the continuous of the Israeli policy, for sure, it will not stop the Palestinian violence. For sure, it will increase it.
The non-violent protests and non-violent movement in the Palestinian territories.
Yes.
How do you evaluate their role in the struggle?
You know, in fact, it faces many difficulties. First difficulties they face from the Israeli side, because, you know, many of the, let me say about the international side, they are targeting, you know, and attacked, you know, and even the security arrangement against them at the borders, airport checkpoints. This is one of main difficulties we face. Second, you know, to be this nonviolent movement activity, to be more active, it will be difficult when we have the continuous, you know, continuous engagements and shooting. But the nonviolent movement, especially from the international side, is play important role, you know, according of these conditions, especially for our Palestinian people. That's the public, for the public opinion. Meanwhile, you know, the governments of the international community are not have a positive position against the Palestinian people. Through this international support and volunteers, they make kind of balance to send a message for our people that they are not alone, and the international public opinion are concerning and take care of the Palestinian political humanitarian condition. So as much difficulties the non-violent international movement they face, even it's difficult, but we think it's important to be continued.